Thanks for the introduction. I'm Qingshu Chen. It's my pleasure to present our work, Mitigating Sync Amplification for Copy on Write Virtual Disk. It's a joint work with Liang, King, and my advisor, Yu Bing and Haibo. Copy on Write Virtual Disk is a popular storage backend for virtual machines, such as the VMDK from VMware or the Qcol2 from QMU-KVM. This virtual disk enables many useful functions, such as on-demand data allocation, snapshot, and so on. These features can significantly ease tasks, such as VM deployment and backup. As a result, the virtual disk has been widely used in major cloud infrastructure, like OpenStack. However, the rich feature also comes at a cost. It brings sync amplification problem. The sync amplification means that if an application issues one fdata sync in a guest VM, the virtual disk needs to issue several fdata sync to finish the guest sync operation. For the detailed data, we have tested the behaviors of Qcol2 and the VMDK for the overwrite and the append workloads. The blue pillar indicates the number of syncs issued in a guest, while the purple pillars indicate the number of syncs issued in a host. From the figure, we can see that for Qcol2 append workload, the number of sync operation in a host is 8 times to the number of sync in a guest, and the difference is 13 times for VMDK append workload. Such sync amplification can cause 50% performance slowdown for WAML. Our study uncovers that virtual disks introduce additional metadata to manage the image file, which require actual sync to retain crash consistency. Take the Qcol2 as an example. The metadata includes a two-level lookup table and a reference table. The two-level lookup table is used to translate the guest block address into the physical address. The translation process is similar to the page table translation. The reference table is used to record how many snapshots use the data cluster. And this shows the updating process in a guest virtual machine. An application wants to append a data to a file. It issues a write and a fdata sync. Due to the journaling of file system, the write and the fdata sync will trigger a journal commit, which contains two flush. The first flush puts the data and the journal metadata to the disk, and the second flush appends a commit block to the journal. Then, let's see the Qcol2 updating process. To keep the image consistent, when growing a Qcol2 image, we should first set the reference table to allocate a new cluster, then update the data in a newly allocated cluster. After those data persistent, L2 table can be updated to point to the new data. Then, we need to decrease the value in the base image's reference table when we do copy on write operation. Finally, there is a fdata sync introduced by Qcol2's flaw implementation. So combine the above two updates processing together, we see the whole process that the whole one sync operation in the VM become async operation in the host. To summary, virtual disks have serious sync amplification problem. So we proposed per-virtual disk journaling and the dual-mode journaling to reduce the number of sync operations. And we also proposed adaptive preallocation to reduce the overhead for each sync operation. Let's see how to reduce the number of sync operations. In per-virtual disk journaling, each virtual disk has an independent and internal journal. The journal resides in a pre-allocated space of the virtual disk. We've implemented two journaling modes. The first one is no data mode journaling. For no data mode journaling, it only logs data checksum and metadata in journal. This is a possible data sequence for an update on Qcol2 virtual disk. For the original system, the updating process is like this, and the process needs 3 fdata sync. Well, for node data mode journaling, we just write data, journal, commit block in parallel, then call fdata sync. The journal contains the data checksum and the metadata. The data checksum is used to validate whether the data is fully written to the disk. Then, after an interval, metadata can be written to its home place. Through node data mode journaling, the number of fdata sync decreases from 3 to 1. However, data overwriting may render inconsistent recovery for node data mode journaling. For node data mode journaling, if we want to commit the current transaction, we call fdata sync. The system will write data journal commit block to the disk. If another write in the next transaction overwrite data A, and then the system crash. During the recovery process, we need to compare the checksum calculated from the data and the checksum in the journal. We'll find the two checksums are not equal, so we abort the recovery and the data A lost. We introduce 4-mode journaling to solve the overwriting problem. The update process of 4-mode journaling is similar to node data mode, except data is first logged in journal, then checkpoint to their home place. So we need to write data twice in this mode. Currently, we support both node data mode and 4-mode journaling. We set node data mode journaling as the default journal mode because it has a better performance. If we commit the current transaction, data A is written to where it belongs to. Then, if data B in next transaction wants to overwrite data A, the system will switch to 4-mode journaling and log the data in the journal first. Next, let's see the adaptive preallocation. According to whether the file system needs to allocate new block for the file, we divide write operation into two kinds, allocating write and non-allocating write. The two writes have different behaviors on the file system layer. Allocating write will cause journal commit, which contains 2 flush operations, while non-allocating write only contains 1 flush operation. So non-allocating write is much faster than allocating write. Based on this observation, we proposed adaptive preallocation. When the image file grows, the system obtains more blocks than those actually required. So a next allocating write can be transformed into a non-allocating write. We implemented the optimization on QMU, and in the implementation, we remove unnecessary sync operation caused by Qcol2's flawed implementation. For evaluation, we try to answer 2 questions. Can our optimized system retain crash consistency? And how does our optimized system perform on different types of disks for different workloads? For the experiment, we use a WDC disk and the Samsung SSD as the back-end storage. The file system is EST4 and the VM cache mode is read back. To validate the consistency properties of our system, we've implemented a chase and a replay framework. We run a workload on the virtual machine. The I/O will go through the Qcol2 layer and finally reach the disk. We intercept at the Qcol2 layer and get the I/O chase. Then we choose some I/O operation for replay. After that, we do the replay and recover the image. Finally, we can check whether the image is consistent. We simulated 400 crash scenarios, and the result shows that our optimized system can recover correctly for all scenarios. For performance evaluation, we use OneMail in TPCC workload. The disk type is hard disk in the SSD. We have three settings for the experiment. Run the test only. Running the test with a sequential workload. In the running the test with random workload. Here is the result. The result shows that our optimized system can get 110% and 50% speed up for OneMail in the TPCC respectively. To conclusion, we proposed three optimizations to solve sync amplification problem while preserving crash consistency. The evaluations show that our system notably improves some I/O intensive workloads. That's all. Thank you for listening.
Jonathan from IBM.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask regarding generation or version numbers. You don't need them. You are not afraid that an old area will be detected as a still valid one?
Sorry, can you speak again?
I'll try to ask that. I think the question was, if you have an area that you're no longer using, remember it's copy on write, is there a way to detect that the data that you're copying is no longer used? Is that your question? Okay.
We can test whether a data is no longer used. In this situation, we can reclaim the space. If we need to allocate a space next time, we can reuse the space.
The checksum will, you say the comment was the checksum will still be valid.
I will record which block is overwrite. So if we reclaim if the data, we no longer use the data, we can find the behavior and we can correct the checksum correctly.
All right. Actually, I have a question. I think during the talk you said that you fixed the behavior of QMU.
Yeah.
And that you added your technique.
Yeah.
So, if you look at your performance, you've got pretty good improvement. How much of it was fixing bad behavior, and how much of it was your technique?
You mean I have three optimization and how the performance for each optimization?
Well, no. So if you go back a couple of slides, you talk about QMU behaves badly. I think that was the term you used.
Yeah.
And you said, well, we fixed that and we did the other stuff. It would be useful to know how much of the improvement was due to each one.
Yeah. I have the result. Let me see. Yeah. This is a picture show the improvement for each optimization. And we can see that the flaw implementation of QCAL2, if we remove the unnecessary sync caused by QCAL2 flaw implementation, the performance is little. If we combine this optimization together, we can get a better improvement.
Okay. Great. Other questions?
Okay, thank you.